So this happened over quite a lengthy period. We're believed that this has been occurring between the start of March of this year and the 5th of December when it was noticed. It was actually a first aid responder checked one of the boxes in the Ardra area, realised that some of the paediatric pads had been removed from the defibrillator unit. And these pads, I'm told, have to be ordered. They're not part of the pack. You have to order these in specifically, you know, to add to your pack. There was 6 units actually in total over the course of those few months in the Ardra area tampered with. 6 separate defibrillators. Yeah. And there was actually no damage caused to the units, you know, to the units themselves. There was no damage caused, but they removed pads, and some, 2, I think, of the defibrillators had pads removed and pads with that had expired replaced into the box in their place. Also as well, actually, in one of the units, a new battery of the defibrillator was removed, and a worn battery was replaced with the worn battery in one of the units also. So it's very, you know, it's a very unusual
occurrence. It would make you wonder if anyone who's got oversight of any of these defibs anywhere across the region to check them.
Yeah, almost definitely, yeah. And we're urging people.
It's hard to imagine this is specific to Ardra. You know, I mean, I would suggest anyone who has access to those defibs to double check that this is not something that's going on a wider scale.
Yeah, well, this man actually, he only realised, you know, he went to check on this unit, realised that this had happened, the paediatric pads were missing. They hadn't been replaced in that one. So he took it upon himself. Then he went round in his own car to all the other known locations in the area where the defibrillators were located. And it was only then that it was realised. So we're urging anybody, you know, a lot of fundraising events are held within communities to buy these. They're expensive items. They're life-saving equipment. Communities need to be aware that this has occurred within the Ardra area. I know it was over quite a lengthy period and, you know.
But something might twig.
Somebody, if anybody has any information in relation to the Ardra incidents, we'd be most delighted to hear from them. But it's really too about making people aware in other communities, you know, that they need to check regularly on these units now that they're aware that this has happened.